Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, Paul here, and welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, episode 254. And today's episode, we are going through the 8 most common mistakes beginner guitarists make, and most importantly, how to avoid them. So learning guitar is exciting, obviously, but it's also easy to fall into traps that can slow you down or even make it feel like you want to quit. But the good news is, once you know what these mistakes are, they're very easy to fix. And again, that is what this episode is all about. Identifying the mistakes and then showing you how you can avoid them and fix them if you find you're already making that mistake. But before we dive into this week's content, I do have a little bit of beginner guitar community news. And that is, last Monday, we had our live member Q&A in September. I've now put the recording in the Academy. So if you head over to the dashboard over on the Academy website, you'll see the live recording section and you'll see the video of it there. You can also go to the member podcast. You find the audio, obviously stripped from that episode, that you can then listen to there as well. Now, the member-only podcast, you'll find that on the dashboard as well, this member-only podcast section. You should also find it in your feed if you subscribe to it. If you haven't subscribed to the member-only podcast, let me know, because I'll send you a special feed. And that'll allow you to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so you can catch up with all of the Beginner Guitar Academy news. So that is all the news I have for you today. So let's dive into this week's episode. 8 common mistakes beginner guitarists make and how to avoid them. Okay, so kicking off with mistake number 1, practicing without a plan. So probably the number one mistake I see beginners making when they're picking up their guitar, they just end up noodling. And half an hour goes by, and they think, well, I've not really done that much, but I've been playing for a whole hour. It's because they've not gone in with any intention. They just then start watching maybe some YouTube videos, just kind of noodling over a backing track. And I say, before you know it, an hour's gone, your practice is finished, you've run out of time, and you haven't really got anywhere. So what's the fix? Easy. Have a plan. So before you sit down, decide what you're going to practice. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes on a particular chord, maybe a song, a strumming pattern, structure equals progress. Now, don't think that, oh, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to be able to play this song, I'm going to be able to play this chord progression, because you're not always in charge of how quickly you're going to learn something. It's much easier to say, I'm going to sit down for 5 minutes, and I'm going to give 5 minutes to this chord progression. I'm going to give 5 minutes to this song, and I'm working on getting to level of being able to play it at maybe a certain speed. Will you reach that speed? Probably not in that practice session, but the idea is obviously to incrementally get better. So in a few practice session time, you're able to play that song, you're able to play that chord progression. Now, if you are a Beginner Guitar Academy member, if you go over to the resources section, you'll find that on the main dashboard of Beginner Guitar Academy. In there, you'll find some practice plans you can download. Now, this would be fantastic if you do want more of a structured practice session. So what I've done is arranged your practice over the whole week. So you look at something like Monday, it's broken down to half an hour chunks. You've got picking for 5 minutes, you've got a skill for 10, another skill for 10, and 5 minutes of a song on the end. So Monday might be something like picking, chords, scales, and then you do a song. The next day, it has different skills. The next day, it has different skills. So the idea is you rotate the different 7 essential guitar skills that we teach over at Beginner Guitar Academy. So at the end of the week, you've practiced all your 7 essential skills. If you're practicing every day, you've done them a couple of times. So you're developing everything you need to be a well-rounded guitar player. Now, some people, that might be a little bit too structured, so you might want to adapt them a little bit, play around with them. Obviously, that's fine. But if you do find you need a little more structure, definitely check out those practice plans. They're super easy as well. If you haven't got half an hour, you can make it 20 minutes just doing by 5, 5, 5, 5. You can make it short by doing like a 2, a 5, a 5, a 2, and do a 14-minute practice. You could do it just 2, 2, 2, 2, and do an 8-minute practice. So you can see what I mean. They're quite adaptable, quite flexible, so you can basically fit it into your practice time. Okay, mistake number 2, skipping the basics. So, okay, we want to play the fun stuff. We pick up the guitar. We want to be playing maybe our favorite song that inspired us to want to pick up a guitar in the first place. We want to play that cool little lick or fun little riff that just sounds really cool. But the problem is, if you don't work on the basics, if you're not working on building up your clean chord changing, your solid strumming, getting a grip with timing, everything else will feel harder. You know, think of the basics as your guitar foundation. Think of it like a house with its foundation. If you don't have a foundation, your house is going to fall over. It's going to fall down. And that is the same with your guitar playing. It's going to really slow you down. And I see this all the time with stuff like picking. It's the first thing I do with students. So I've just taken a whole new bunch of students at my offline school, G4 Ashford, where I live in Ashford, Kent in England. And the first thing I do in lesson one, doesn't matter if they're 7, doesn't matter if they're 17, doesn't matter if they're 67. We always start with picking. So not just holding a pick, but picking the different strings, getting the accuracy in your picking hand. So you have the confidence, you have these habitualized patterns, so you don't have to even look at your picking hand eventually, obviously after some practice, because it's so dialed in. The biggest trap people fall into is they do not work on their picking, so they're ever looking backs and forwards at both hands because they've not got any accuracy or coordination, and that really holds them back. So that's a prime example of something which seems simple, picking. You pick up the pick, you play a string, you're like, oh, I've got this, and that's kind of the only picking practice you ever do. That really holds people back, again, because they haven't got the accuracy, so they're always having to slow it down, double check that picking hand, and make sure they're picking the right string that they should be picking. So the thing you need to do here, guys, is invest in the fundamentals now, and I guarantee you'll thank yourself later. Okay, mistake number 3 is ignoring rhythm and timing. Now, this one is another huge one. Beginners often focus on playing the right notes, but not always in the right places. So if your rhythm falls off, it just doesn't sound like music, and quite often someone will play a tune, or I even demonstrate a song, but I'll break it down, and they won't be able to recognize it because perhaps I've changed the rhythm. The notes are correct, the rhythm is not, and it does not sound like the song anymore. That's how important rhythm is. You've got to have good rhythm, got to have good timing. So timing meaning we're staying in time to backing track, we're staying in time to a song we're playing along with. Maybe you're just staying in time yourself if you are singing over the top of what you're playing. Really important to dial in this. This really is something that stands out when you see a guitar player which hasn't worked on the basics, or someone that is quite inexperienced. They haven't got rhythm and they haven't got good timing. So what's the fix? Easy. Get a metronome or a backing track from day one. Now, I saw someone a little while ago, a teacher was saying, don't use a metronome to begin with. It holds you back. You don't need a metronome. I was like, what? Of course you need a metronome. The timing is what's going to hold you back. So yeah, metronome from day one. Or maybe day two. Day one might be holding the pick, just getting used to holding the guitar, getting used to just playing different strings. But then in the second lessons, like the week after I'd seen my students, then we bring that metronome, we start working on that timing, start working on just down up picking to that metronome, nice and slowly, just hitting the correct string, tapping your foot, nodding your head, staying in time with that metronome. Really important, you've probably heard me say this before, internalizing the metronome, internalizing the beat and the feel. A lot of people just hear the metronome, they don't feel the metronome. You've got to feel that metronome, tap your foot, nod your head, and that's going to really help you sink in with that click and again, improve your timing. Playing in time is what makes you sound like a musician. Okay, mistake number 4, avoiding bar chords and hard shapes. Now, I was annoyed about calling it avoiding bar chords because this is a beginner guitar academy podcast, obviously. It's for beginners. Bar chords are not a beginner chord type. But I want to kind of emphasize these kind of stages in your guitar playing journey. There is a stage where you're going to hit bar chords. A lot of people then go backwards and then just focus on the open chords and do not worry about bar chords. They don't want to know about them. If there's a song with a bar chord, they'll choose something else. And there's people that have just started that hit chords like a C chord, which feels like a very complicated shape. It's quite stretchy using 3 fingers. It's really awkward to get all the strings sounding. So then they ignore the C chord and they just focus on other things, maybe some riffs, maybe some songs that do not have the C chord in it. So this is all about just not avoiding those hard stages. So as I said a minute ago, that C chord, you've got to remember, everyone struggles with a C. I did a podcast episode on Jimi Hendrix way back, and there's a quote from him, with him struggling with the C chord. There's a quote of him hiding behind some curtains when he was performing on stage because he didn't want people to see him. This is Jimi Hendrix, who we now think of this flamboyant performer who owns a stage, who's really charismatic, energetic, and you can't take your eyes off him because he's so interesting to watch. And then he's hiding behind a curtain because he doesn't want people to see him. Again, these are parts of everyone's journey. These are parts that everyone goes through, that everyone overcomes. But you won't overcome it if you do not face it. So something that seems simple for some people now that bit further on, like a C chord, I guarantee was not simple when they first started. And this often causes adults nearly into tears doing that C chord, trying to elevate fingers, arch them up and not touch the adjacent strings. Really, really tricky. And then, as I said a minute ago, bar chords. The dreaded F chord quite often pops up. And many guitarists run from the bar chords completely, decide they're going to avoid them at all cost. But the truth is, bar chords open up so many songs. They open up the whole guitar neck. With the open chords, you're only forever in the kind of the first three frets. As soon as you have bar chords, you start then moving around the neck and it really opens it up. And the great thing about it, and this is kind of guitar in a nutshell, you hit the higher stages, in some respects, it actually gets easier. Well, let's go over the initial kind of physical hurdles of holding down multiple strings that you do in a bar chord. You get past that physical barrier, physical hurdle. It gets easier because it's one shape you move around the neck. So if I'm playing like a G, an A, and a D chord, it's the same chord shape, just moved to different frets. Rather than having, if I'm playing open chords, three different shapes. That's the benefit of bar chords. So the trick with bar chords is to start with power chords. So you start with power chords, then you bring in the mini bar chords, which would be your F major, your D minor 7, your D major 7, your F sharp minor. And you practice little by little. They feel impossible at first. Of course they do. It's quite tricky. But trust, over time, it will get easier. Now, for beginner guitar key members, I have a Get to Grips with Power Chords and Get to Grips with Bar Chords workshop in the Academy. If you haven't gone through Power Chords yet, go and check that out. That literally gives you the foundation for bar chords. And then once you complete that one, go and check out the Bar Chords workshop and I'll walk you through all the tips, all the tricks, some great tunes as well to get bar chords under your fingers and to finally get over that hurdle and to stop avoiding them. So mistake number 5, not playing complete songs. So I quite often refer to students as riff junkies. The student that just learns little riffs, little parts of songs, never learns a full song. And it's fun to play riffs. It's fun to play, you know, parts of songs because you normally play the bits that are identifiable. So you play a little riff and you're like, oh, I know that song. And it feels straight away rewarding. You know what it is. Your mate you're playing it to knows what it is. Your partner from the other room shouts out, oh, is that not so-and-so? And it's so rewarding when someone notices and understands and identifies what you're actually playing. It's obviously a big win. The problem is, though, if you don't have to play a full song, you're going to feel quite stuck. Completing a song is going to give you a massive confidence boost. And it's going to give you, more importantly, solid repertoire to actually play through. You're going to build up your skills in so many ways you can't do if you're only playing small parts of songs or simple riffs. So it's really important to play complete songs. Something that holds people back with this is they choose songs which are way too complicated. So their first song is something which should not be someone's first song. It should be someone's like 50th song. Because it's a song they like, they're like, oh, I want to play Eruption by Van Halen. I like the sound of that. That's a very complicated song. I had someone doing it yesterday. He's a grade 8 student. He's been playing, oh God, how many years? Like many years, like 10 years maybe? So that he's at that level now of playing these difficult songs. We want to start with easier songs. So here's a few suggestions. All these songs you'll find in the song section at Beginner Guitar Academy. And the first one is the one we teach straight away at Beginner Guitar Academy, Songbird by Oasis, just two chords, E minor and G. Really working that pivot finger, keeping the first finger down as you change between the chords. Great little shortcut, only two chords, happy days. A new song. Then Knock on Heaven's Door is another nice one. Only three chords, what, four chords really, because you go G, D, A minor. It loops around, you go G, D, C. That is the whole song. Very similar for the Guns N' Roses version, but obviously it's a bit harder because you've got slash playing over top of it. The Bob Dylan version is what I'm talking about here. Come As You Are is another great tune because the intro and the verse is just E minor to D chord. That is it. Then you have a pre-chorus, E minor to G. Then you have the chorus, which is A minor to C. So you have these two chord sections all the way through, and that's it. It's got a nice little solo actually as well that I quite like doing with beginners because it's only a few notes, so it's a nice one to start bringing in kind of lead playing. And then Zombie by the Cranberries, you can break it down to four simple chords, E minor, C, G, and D. Now the Cranberries do make it a little bit more interesting than that. They're doing slightly more embellished chords, but you can start just with those four and it'll sound still pretty good. And finally, if you want something a bit more riff based, Seven Nation Army is always a good one to do. You've got that classic riff, that's kind of it. It's got two chords as it builds into the chorus, a G and an A, and that's basically it. You can play it as simple as that. And there you go, there's five simple songs to start getting you going. But pick one of those, stick with it, and you'll get the feeling of playing from start to finish. It'll make you feel like a real guitar player. Now, mistake number six, building bad technique habits. So, collapsing fingers, muting strings, stiff strumming so it sounds like you're a robot. These small things really add up, and it's what really makes you sound like a beginner, and it's going to make your playing just sound awkward and just not make it fun. So what's the fix? Normally, slowing it down. Quite often, people make mistakes because they are rushing. Fingers collapse because they're rushing into those chord shapes. We have muted strings because those fingers have quite often collapsed. We have stiff strumming because we're tensed up. The hands all tense. You need to keep everything nice and loose. So the main thing here is to focus on accuracy. The only way to do that is, again, to slow down. A really good thing to do here is to record yourself playing to spot these issues. When you're practicing, obviously you're thinking about everything you're doing. You can't always listen to what you're doing. You hear it, but you're not really listening to it. So when you record yourself, then you can really listen to what you're doing. And, oh, yeah, I'm muting that string. Oh, yeah, look at my hand placement. Oh, dear, look at how rigid I am. I need to loosen up. These are things you can really pick up when you record yourself. Even better, get feedback from a teacher who can obviously point out these things that you might not notice or even have the experience to notice but will become problems. Obviously, Beginner Guitar Key members, we do this with our progress checks and level assessments. If you're not a Beginner Guitar Key member and you're learning online without anyone giving you any feedback, this would be the benefit of obviously having a teacher. Now, mistake number seven, comparing yourself to others. So this one is obviously more mental than physical because it's easy when you're scrolling around social media. You see this whiz kid and you think, wow, I'll never be that good. But what you've got to remember is everyone's on a different journey. Everyone has a different goal they're trying to reach. You might not want to be the next, you know, TikTok guitar sensation. That's fine. You might not want to sit for the next couple of years and work on one riff to get it so good that you can just put it out and get a billion hits and everyone's going to think you're amazing because you can play this one song really, really well. The only person you compare yourself to is yesterday you. As long as you're a little bit better than you were yesterday or last week, that is the measure of success and that is what counts. I have fallen victim to this so many times. I still do now. I've worked on this. I've tried to be more aware of when this happens. And I live a happier life because I don't do it so much. I do it with guitar teachers. When I see guitar teachers online, oh, when I see people with all their students at their online guitar school, I'm thinking, oh, beginner guitar, can we should have 10,000 students? My goal is not to have 10,000 students in the first place. Why would I want so many? I don't even want that many students, but I just think I want that many because I'm comparing myself to other people that look like, oh, it looks so good on their side of the fence because of what they're doing, when actually it's not even what I want in the first place. And this is the same watching guitar players online. You see someone shredding around. You think, oh, I want to be like that. Do you actually want to be like that? Do you actually want to be perhaps a metal guitar player? Do you actually want to play shred guitar? Probably not. You might find you want to play just folk. And then you look at these guitar players that look amazing. And you're just thinking, I want to be that good. But you don't. You don't actually want to have those skills because you're not going to use them. So don't align with your goals in the first place. Comparison is the thief of joy. So as long as every day you're getting that little bit better, every time you pick up a guitar, you're getting that little bit better, that little micro improvements, that is the most important thing. Okay, so final mistake is mistake number eight, quitting too soon. So sadly, 90% of beginners quit within the first year. This was a survey done by Fender. And the main two reasons people quit is because of one, the long process of learning. People have unrealistic expectations. They expect they're going to learn the guitar maybe in a few weeks, when actually it's going to take a number of years. And the second one is lack of time. They don't realize how much time you have to invest in the practice to obviously start to improve at the rate they want to improve. They'll maybe practice once every so often. That's not going to be in line with perhaps their expectations of where they want to be in, say, a few months. If they're practicing once a week, they're practicing eight times in 2 months, that's not going to get them to where they want to be in maybe a couple of months, which is just starting to strum through a song and creating some kind of music. So the truth here is learning guitar takes time. But like anything, if you stick with it, and it doesn't have to be much, you know, just a few minutes a day, the breakthroughs will come. And remember, consistency wins. And that is really the key here, is consistency. Those 5 minutes works if you're doing 5 minutes every day. 5 minutes doesn't work if you do 5 minutes every fortnight. So try and do it consistently. Little and often really is a secret here, and you don't even notice it. Again, it's so incremental. You do it, you get access to it, you build up the habit, you forget about this expectation, and then in a few months, you just start seeing it come to fruition. You start seeing, oh man, I'm playing quick now. I've learned this song that's been on my ultimate song list. I didn't even realize I could play these chord changes this quick. It just kind of sneaks up on you because you start not worrying about where you should be. You focus on where you are and you just put in the time and you will, I promise you, you will get there. So there you have it, 8 of the most common mistakes beginner guitarists make. So what is a key takeaway from this whole episode? Simple. Mistakes are normal, but they don't have to be something that holds you back. With a plan, some patience, and the right guidance, you can avoid all of these pitfalls completely. And if you want a clear step-by-step roadmap that helps you dodge these mistakes and enjoy actually learning the guitar, then that's exactly what we do at Beginner Guitar Academy. You can come and check us out for a 14-day trial for $1 at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So guys, thank you so much for joining me today and listening to this week's podcast. Remember, keep practicing smart and avoid these mistakes. And I'll chat to you next week in another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.